So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he works the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? All right. February the 2nd. And I am shooting this one for something that I wanted to talk about. I'm driving in my car, and this concept of where do great ideas come from? Like, have you ever felt stuck, annoyed, frustrated at the lack of clarity or the lack of ideas that you have in your life? Have you ever felt like, gosh, if only I had this idea come through to me? Well, I want to tell you something. Genius is all within you, okay? Ideas is all within you. The next great idea, the next, within you. You have to tap into this potential that you have. So how do you tap into it? How do you get unstuck? How do you, when you see so much information going on and you're in a state where you're comparing yourself to the next person, where you're trying to figure out, you know, what went right, what went wrong? How can you, how can you go from living from the past to living in the future, living in the now, where the only thing that's real is the now? How do you see breakthrough ideas, disruptive ideas? So I'm going to share with you a couple of things that's worked well for me, and I hope it works well for you. And you may have felt like, or even hear, Shaq, I already know this. Oh, Shaq, you know what? I heard this stuff before. But really ask yourself, how many times do you actually do it? Right? Because there's a difference between knowing and doing. Like, I'm learning Arabic right now. So every Sundays for 3-4 hours, I go to a class every Monday. And now I'm going to, because I want to intensify my learning, and now I'm going to go for a third session, which is going to be on Thursdays. So learning it is cool, but if I'm not spending hours practicing it, I know I'm not going to be good. I'm not going to be great. I'm not going to be excellent. I'm not going to be world class at it, right? Like, I just came back from my class right now, and the same stuff I'm learning, guess what? There's kids that are in my class, okay? Now, they have their own separate side of the room, but in my class, there's kids that are 5 years old all the way to 8 years young, learning the same thing I'm learning. Now think about how humbling that experience is. I'm thinking to myself, where have I been? Right? Learning Arabic is a core thing, core skill, a habit to develop. But I've been busy focusing on marketing and making money and all this other stuff, which is fine and good old dandy. But really, now I'm thinking, okay, how do I intensify my learnings? How do I fast track my success in learning Arabic, in practicing Arabic? And so I'm here to tell you, it does come down to a handful of core things when you look at it. And one of those things is journaling each day. Okay, like, as simple as that sounds, journaling, getting a pad and just writing down each day 10 ideas, okay? 10 ideas. That's all it takes. And I'm not going to say I came up with this, because I guess lots of people would come up with this. But the guy that I learned from was a guy called James Altucher. And he's lost, like, literally, he has lost tens of millions of dollars over and over again. He started businesses, failed businesses. And he's someone that I also learn a lot from. I was very fortunate to meet him in person just a few months ago in London at a comedy club. I think he was performing comedy. He's not a comedian. Anyway, James Altucher, you can go and research and learn more about him. But he talks about, he carries around, okay, a pad of paper. And in the pad of paper, he writes down ideas, and specifically 10 ideas a day. And he calls it the idea muscle. right? And the idea muscle is essentially exercising the muscle of coming up with creative ideas. And I started doing this, it's been on and off for me for a few years, but now I've just committed myself. I'm just going to start doing this daily, literally starting today. I'm just going to grab a pen and paper, where I have a pad that I always carry, and I'm just going to start writing down my 10 ideas for the day. And he always says this, and I'm going to also rephrase what he says. He says most of the ideas you're going to come up with are going to be kind of crappy and really shit, but it's not the fact that you're looking for the next breakthrough idea. You're more forcing or letting your mind flow in and get creative with releasing the right ideas, and one of them is going to stick. So I strongly recommend you start doing that. I used to have a mentor. He's no longer really a mentor because he's kind of moved on, and I've moved on in a very different area. But he had generated hundreds of millions of dollars by the time he was maybe 31 or 32 or something. And one of the things he taught me, where he used to always do, is no matter what happens in a day, he has to put pen and pad 30 minutes together. Like, he would just spend 30 minutes writing out. And you know, the thing that I found is when you start writing out ideas, and ideas not just about business, but just in all over, like in different parts of your life, you know, your fitness, your fun, your faith, your finances, not just purely business. I find it really increases your level of creativity. I'll give you an example. I was thinking to myself, you know, I've traveled so many countries, I honestly lost count. Like, it's been like more than 100 different places, and I stayed in hotels for like 5-6 years of my life. You know, when I did the calculation, I spent close to about 480,000 pounds, okay, in hotels, flights, for myself, some of my staff as well. And when I think about, okay, you know what, give me 1 second, you guys, hold on. All right, I'm driving, so there's a car in front of me just doing a weird thing right now. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, he's turning. He's doing a 3-point turn. All right, driver. All right, so what happens is, when you're journaling out, essentially your mind goes into this state where, one, when you write anything down, it activates your RAS, which is the reticular activating system. Okay. Second thing is, when you start writing things down, it becomes real. Like, it becomes really real in terms of, you know, what you're going to attract, what you're going to manifest. And your thoughts become much more crystallized, okay? So I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit groggy in one area of my business. And then I thought, you know what? What would I be able to do when I hit these goals? And I thought, okay, another thing is, what gets me excited? What ideas get me excited? And as you know, I got married about a year ago. So one of the things that gets me really excited is, I traveled the world. The downside of traveling around the world was I was doing it all by myself. Like, for real. You know, the worst thing is when you're staying in $1,000 a night hotel by yourself and you're there for a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And I thought what would be really exciting would be if I took my, when I take my wife for maybe a 12-month or a 24-month travel around the world bonanza. I thought, wow, that would be really, really amazing. And, you know, if each trip was to cost, let's say, I don't know, 5 grand or 10 grand or whatever, let's just say on the low side it was 5K. And you can come up with your own ideas. You can do this maybe once a year or a couple of times a year. If you're an entrepreneur, you probably, and you're successful, you probably tend to travel quite a bit more than normal people. And so let's say if each trip was 5 grand, for two of us, and that's really on the low end because most of the time it's a lot more than that, but let's just say for easier math, 5 times 12 is 60. That's about $60,000. You know, you'd round it up, let's just say it's $100,000 for a year of amazing 12 different countries travel, right? Like, that gets me kind of, huh? oh yeah, I could do that easily. I would love to do that with my wife, you know, and spend a year doing that, creating lifetime memories. And so write it down. And when you write it down, guess what happens? It becomes real. Now you just kind of commit, not kind of, you commit to yourself, because you're the one that wrote it down, no one else. And because you're the one that wrote it down, now you start holding yourself accountable. I was just going, as I was in my Arabic class, I was actually going through some of my old notes. So I was writing in my journal, and as I was writing some of this stuff up, some of these things are amazing how quickly things change. I mean, I remember writing down something like, I think it was, get to 300,000 subscribers. And, you know, now as I'm recording this, there's over 600,000 email subscribers that I've acquired, generated, got, bought, paid for. And so, you know, I'm going to challenge you to start writing down your great ideas, because only through that will you start unleashing your own genius. And where does all this stuff come from, right? It comes from you sitting down, focused, sometimes in solitude, sometimes around people. I like going to coffee shops, or I like going to fancy hotels and just getting some food, getting some tea or coffee or whatever, and just spending a good few hours soaking in that environment and just making this the norm. You know, I get some really great ideas when I'm alone, and when I'm spending time at hotels and lobbies and whatnot. So ask yourself, how can I start generating greater ideas? And then go and do the 10 ideas a day exercise. And if you feel like, damn, that's right, I don't even write one idea per day, hey, listen, that's cool. Go ahead and do this. Just schedule it out for once a week. Come on. You know you deserve it. Your mind deserves it. Your future deserves it, right? Spend an hour a week writing down great ideas and schedule it in. Because once it's scheduled, you're going to do it, right? Even if you don't want to do it. This morning, I did not want to go to my class, okay? It's a four-hour intense class, right? And I'm learning things that I'm not... That's just completely new. Like, today I even discovered that Saudi Arabia, the actual country, was never called Saudi Arabia. That's because the kings wanted to just name it after them. So they put Saudi in on top of it, but it's actually called Arabia, and it's actually got even a longer name. So, I mean, I'm learning really, really new stuff, right? And I'm like questioning half of it. I'm trying to fix it with logic, and then I just let it go. And so new ideas come to you when you put yourself in a position to get the new ideas. All right, that's it for now. I will catch up with you guys soon, tomorrow. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.